If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's talk about the shopper at the last minute.
Yeah, so what it is, one of the most annoying things for a seller, especially if the seller has a purchase that is counting on their sale, is to hear from me that there's a new lender coming out to appraise the house 3 weeks into the deal. And they go, wait a minute, how did that happen? Well, they found a little raid and they fired the first guy. Well, we had a pre-approval letter from XYZ Bank. Why don't you hold them to that? Well, I can't. Bottom line is, we put in the contract that everyone uses, failure to have all of that stuck with one lender within 10 days. If a buyer has failed to finance that and paid all fees and taken all actions required for such application to proceed and the appraisal being done, seller shall have the option to declare the contract null and void.
Wow.
We put that in the new one because for the first 39 years of our world, this came out like, you know, a couple of years ago, no one even thought of that. They were scared. They didn't want to freak the seller out. Oh, they're going to get mad at us if we shop 1/8 less on the internet and send a new appraiser and new more. We have to pull our credit again. See, when you take that offer, you got three offers. Somebody's got a pre-approval from a normal bank. The seller, the realtor goes, you know what? Go with that one. That's a solid bank. Well, when they start shopping, because their brother-in-law said, I got one for less. And as David has said for the 18 years we've been together, there's all kinds of ways that they can make that up. If they say we're doing the rate less, there's ways that they can still make the same amount as the first guy. So do not mortgage shop after you're under contract, because your seller now, we all use the same contract. The lawyers and the brokers got together to save ourselves aggravation and to protect our sellers so they can go buy their new home or go move to Arizona or whatever, because your buy is only as good as your sale.
So what percentage, like, home investment is probably people's largest investment, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say over 98%.
Other than a divorce, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's not considered an investment, maybe, but yeah, I get it.
Well, economic impact.
So you're taking your largest, and yes, you're dice rolling on,
yes,
the last. Why? Just to save the rate, but there's way more complicated things that are involved than just the rate, right? Like the company, the legalities, the things that could come up, all the hidden stuff.
Getting a hold of your lender at 8:30 at night when you're off of work and you and your wife are home, or you and your partner at home,
yes,
and you have a question.
I mean, there's literally, it's
there's
a complicated
nobody answering.
Deal.
It's all computers. Here's the thing. I have to have the attorney go also through work. We work on flat fees, okay?
Yeah.
So that buyer's attorney is doing way more work than they agreed to do.
Of course.
Trying to talk me into not killing the deal, trying to tell the client, don't mess with that. But now we have leverage in the contract. So again, with the comparing of the products, you bring the 55-inch LG back from Walmart, right?
Sure.
Then you find out that your neighbor got it for $329 instead of $349.
Yeah.
Are you packing up the box, putting the styrofoam back, driving back on the top of your car for the $20? That's what they're doing with their mortgage.
Here, to answer your question,
Here's
e-commerce has never been bigger in the United States.
There you go.
Yeah.
E-commerce now reflects 16.6% of total U.S. retail sales. Put simply, nearly one out of every six spent in the U.S. now is in U.S. retail is now online sales, compared to just 0.8% in first quarter of 2000. Okay?
Okay.
So it's surged 20 times since 2000. You have an entire generation out there that is pointing and clicking, and something shows up at your doorstep. Okay?
Sure.
You want to know why? You point and click.
Yeah.
So when you're buying toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation, you know, a car, you could go and you could push a button and you could get a box or whatever you want,
mm-hmm,
right? You could get fixtures. You get whatever. I don't care, right? You get whatever. Cleaning products. You get food delivered.
Sure.
Okay, so now this entire generation, and we've programmed people over the past 25 years, right?
Yeah.
It's up 20% since 2000.
Yeah.
Okay, over the past 26 years, 25 and a half years.
And it's just going to, it's going to skyrocket.
That's a problem. Oh, going to buy a house? Okay, I just bought toilet papers and tampons from Walmart.
Mine as well.
and Target, and it's going to be here in 40 minutes. Let's go shop for a mortgage.
Sure.
On the Metro.
And they think it's that easy. Well, guess what? This guy from New Jersey can't get what he wants done, right? Kelly is self-employed. Dave is self-employed. I did both their loans from Executive Green, right? There's a little. I did your loan.
You did my loan.
It's a little more complicated, right? I did your dad's loan.
Yes,
a lot more complicated. Okay, so yeah, you could point and click. If everybody was 780 credit scores, right, and putting 20% down, had W-2 jobs, and
oh, so perfect.
And it was snow cones and and lollipops and ice cream. You know, chocolate dipped ice cream cones. Yeah, you go online, do all that stuff, but try to get a hold of somebody if something here. We talked about a breakfast, which you would have heard about if you would have showed up. Man. Okay, here, we got a closing. Supposed to close last Wednesday. Okay, parents died, house gets sold, kids own the house. Kids call the closing off because they're not after 45 days, they're not happy with the purchase price that they agreed to 45 days ago.
Right.
We've got a
closing. They want more? Yeah.
I don't know
like
what.
They're greedy? Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
You've got a family ready to move out of their current place into a new... This is real life.
Might have canceled their current lease.
On Wednesday.
Sure.
Now we're closing Monday. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. We've got the lock expiration goes until the end of the month. We so don't know.
So what's something... Do you have any suggestions for our listeners on like what to do and what
call
not to
me.
Do? I get, yeah, well, I know that.
Right. Call well, you. The other thing is, besides the fact that that lender that you're getting from the computer is going to make up the money somewhere else anyway, because nobody just
loses
money. Yeah,
it's not real. It's smoke and mirrors.
But here's the thing. The 1/8 that you're going to have, if you're in the house 10 years, David can tell you, the first day I met him, it's so negligible over the life of the loan, the difference.
Sure.
So you're putting your whole ability to have the house in the school district you need or to be next to your mother to be the caregiver over 1/8, and you're screwing up the whole thing.
What's the price of quality?
Pretty much priceless.
Mega price.
Yeah, pretty much priceless.
How long have you been in business?
49 years.
Your dad started it. I heard it with a undershirt and cutoff pants.
Oh, yeah.
And
probably a mustache like this.
Yes, and
I'm
cigarettes
just saying,
and cigarettes in his back pocket.
Barbara Reds, yeah.
Okay. He will tell you that if somebody's going to he told me this hundreds of times that I'm not shopping price.
Yeah, I'm not a low-cost provider.
Because if you're coming to Mega, you want quality, you Correct. Want service, yeah. and there's an investment in that because you have systems in place to make sure that that job gets done and gets done right. And if you want to save 50% because you got Chuck or Sally in a truck, we're not
your
customer.
We'll call them independent contractors.
Right. Come see the Single Schluter Kitchen operators. That Jeremy did.
Phone we'll number. I got to hit a break, Dave.
630-285-5300, WGNattorney.com.